God is good. And all the time. Good morning. It is great to see each and every one of you. Thank you so much for being here today on this rainy Sunday. It is just great to see each and every one of you. And if you're listening on the radio or listening online, we welcome you as well. We thank you for tuning in to First United Methodist Church in Warsaw this morning. It is great to welcome you. My name is Eric Dirks, and I just love standing up here and being able to look into your faces and see you each every Sunday morning, and I hope you have fun and look forward to having fun here as well. If you would turn quickly to our announcements in your bulletin. A lot of things going on. One thing that I want you to notice on Friday night, which is this Friday night, is movie night. We'll be showing The Passion of Christ, and it will be at 7 o'clock. I think probably everyone knows about that movie. It is rated R because of what they do to Jesus in that movie. So we will have child care, and they will be watching their own movie. And so, but anyway, make sure you spread the word that that's going on so that we can let folks who may not be familiar with that story, let them see what exactly happened then and why we are so thankful for what Jesus did and what God did as well. Last week, last Sunday, and previous, the Holy Week, man, it was just an awesome, awesome week for this pastor. I hope you all had fun and enjoyed it as well. From Thursday night to Sunday afternoon, we had over 760 people worship with us. Isn't that awesome? On Sunday morning alone, we had over 500. I can't remember the exact number. So we just praise God for that. We want that to continue. So make sure that you are inviting your friends, family, workmates, so that we can continue to grow and spread God's kingdom in this community. But by doing many different things. And so one thing that we want to do is this Thursday night. And I want to share with you a little video clip of what's going to happen Thursday night. It's Dave Ramsey. You see the banner out there. It's in your bulletin. Town Hall for Hope, Thursday night at 7 o'clock here. And it's going to be a new experience for me because it's broadcast via the Internet. And so we will be receiving that and then putting it up here on the screen. So make sure that you come and experience that with us. Dave Ramsey, as you all know, is a great financial guy. But he's talking about, well, let's just see what he's talking about.
Hey, folks, I'm Dave Ramsey. I do a talk radio show about money and life where we answer questions for people all across America with about 4.5 million listeners in a given week. I do a talk show on the Fox Business Network answering questions for people about their money, and I've had several New York Times best-selling books and classes all across America. That was born out of hard times. It was born out of a time after I went broke and lost everything and had to start over. And I needed some hope. Most Americans are sick and tired of all the doom and gloom they're seeing in the newspapers and on the television. A spirit of fear has taken control of this nation. And people talk like the situation out there and in their homes is hopeless. I don't believe in hopeless. In fact, I've chosen not to participate in the fear, and for that matter, not to participate in this recession. And guess what? You can make this choice too. That's why I'm hosting a totally free nationwide town hall meeting. When is this happening? Well, that's April 23rd at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central.
I'm really excited about this, as you can tell he is. And so please, even if you cannot make it on Thursday night for one reason or another, tell your friends, tell folks what's going on here. And I think it will be a great event, or maybe the beginning of a great event. Let's put it that way. Because in August or September, I can't remember the date for sure, we're actually going to have Financial Peace University, which is taught by Dave Ramsey here at the church. So we're building up to that, trying to get folks trained for it. So, you know, this will be something that this church can maybe change many people in this community that may not even be directly connected to this church, but it will help them financially, it will help the community, it will help everyone that is around. So please share the news about what's going on Thursday night. Finally, those of you who worship here often know this. There is a perforated page in your bulletin. Please take that, fill that out. If you do worship here often, make sure you take a good look at those ministries, see if there's any interest that you have that maybe we don't know about. And if you're visiting with us, please, first of all, know you're welcome. You've come to the right place to experience God's grace and have a lot of fun as well. But make sure you fill this out so we can greet you properly, so we can say thank you so much for worshiping with us. And then put it in the offering plate. Offering basket. I got to get used to saying basket. We have new baskets for that. Make sure that you put this in the offering basket as it passes by you later on in the service. You guys ready for an awesome worship service?
Yes.
All right. Let us have fun this morning as we begin worshiping together. I'm going to say an opening prayer, and then we do have an organ this week, right? Yeah. Yeah. Poor Gail, she worked for 2 or 3 weeks on that song, and then the fuse blew right before she started playing it last week. Anyway, we got that fixed this week. So we will have an opening prayer and then the prelude, and then we'll begin with our opening song of praise. Let us pray. Gracious God, You are truly awesome, and we thank You so much for the abilities that You give us, God, to learn about all these different ways of spreading Your grace, Your mercy, and Your love, God. And we just ask as we come together today that You anoint us fully with Your Holy Spirit. We know that You are already here, God, but we as a church want to be intentional in Jesus' name to invite You to ask for Your powerful presence, God, to come upon us and to heal us, to do all that You can do, Lord, to help us have the guts to get out of the boat today, God. Be with us, Lord. Give us Your love and support. Help us know that You are there supporting us, God. Anoint us. Make us one with each other and one with You as we worship You today. In Jesus' holy name, amen.